Gun industry executives testified before Congress for the first time in nearly two decades Wednesday at a hearing titled Examining the Practice and Profits of Gun Manufacturers. The chair of the House Oversight Committee, Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York, boiled it down to one question.
So that we can finally get answers about why this company is selling assault weapons to mass murderers.
And to keep the discussion balanced, James Comey of Kentucky is the ranking Republican on the committee.
It's become clear that the two parties in Washington have very different solutions of putting an end to the violent crime wave across the nation. Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
Chair Maloney presented some findings from a recent study by the committee showing that the five largest manufacturers are 3-2-1. Chair Maloney presented some findings from a recent study by the committee showing that the five largest makers of assault weapons made more than $1 billion in profits since 2012, the year of the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting. She also noted that there have been more than 300 mass shootings this year. She opened the hearing with a video of survivors of some recent mass shootings.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Cassidus. I'm 17, and I lost my little sister, Jackie, at the Rubb Elementary shooting in Uvalde, Texas. She was shot and killed using a Daniel Defense AR-15.
My fiancé was shot and killed on May 14th by a white supremacist mass shooter when he went into Taps to buy our son a birthday cake. The shooter killed my fiancé with a Bushmaster X-15 rifle.
Witnesses included executives from two large gun manufacturers, while a third refused to attend. Marty Daniel is CEO of Daniel Defense, the company that made the gun used in the Uvalde, Texas school mass shooting.
Lately, many Americans, myself included, have witnessed an erosion of personal responsibility in our country and in our culture. Mass shootings were all but unheard of just a few decades ago. So what changed? Not the firearms. They are substantially the same as those manufactured over 100 years ago. I believe our nation's response needs to focus not on the type of gun, but on the type of persons who are likely to commit mass shootings.
Christopher Colloy is president and CEO of Stern Ruger & Company.
A firearm, any firearm, can be used for good or for evil. The difference is in the intent of the individual possessing it, which we respectfully submit should be the focus of any investigation into the root causes of criminal violence involving firearms.
Maloney questioned him about Stern Ruger's marketing practices.
How many more American children need to die before your company will stop selling assault weapons to civilians and children, the weapon of choice in most mass murders in our country?
Congresswoman Maloney, I believe that these murders are local problems that have to be solved locally.
She asked both executives whether they would apologize to victims of mass shootings using their products. Killoy declined.
To blame the firearm, the particular firearm in use here that we're talking about, modern sporting rifles.
Thank you.
To blame the firearm as an inanimate object.
So too did Daniel.
These acts are committed by murderers. The murderers are responsible. Okay.
Maloney is vowing to keep up the work to pass stronger gun safety legislation. She's supporting an assault weapons ban that's working its way towards a likely Senate filibuster. She also says she'll subpoena the head of Sig Sauer, a gun manufacturer that declined an invitation to the hearing. And she says she'll be introducing yet more gun legislation in the coming days. She says the time for dodging accountability is over.
You market weapons of war to civilians and children. You make millions by selling them, but when someone pulls the trigger, you refuse to accept responsibility. And I would call that a staggering lack of accountability. I hope the American people are paying attention today. It is clear the gun makers are not going to change unless Congress forces them to finally put people over profits.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.